update on kind of what's going on today. You know, naturally, we've been preparing for tonight, for this evening, for the events that we'll have tonight with the prayer service and then for the swearing-in ceremony. We've met with the Attorney General today, a meeting with him. Had a real good meeting with him, some updates on what we need to look at as far as the governor's role and his role working together in the office. Several phone calls with congressional delegations still with some of the congressmen and trying to set up some meetings with them. Reaching out to city leaders across the state, trying to get some set up with them to talk about their issues. So really it's just we're in the planning stage, we're still in the transition part, and we will continue to do that over the weekend. And then Monday morning, we should be able to hit the ground and get started as being the governor of the state of Missouri.
Have you spoken with Governor Greitens today?
I have not spoken with him today. I reached out to him yesterday, left a message for him. I have not heard anything back, but I did leave a message for him yesterday.
Did you see that he signed 77 bills?
We are aware that he signed 77 bills today. Right. Well, you know, he's still the governor of the state of Missouri. You know, that's a lot of bills to sign, as we all know in that quick version. But he's the governor of the state of Missouri until 5 o'clock today. So he has the ability to do that and has every right to do that. You know, the one thing we want to do is we maybe want to go back, take a look at some of that to make sure we got it right. Because when you get into omnibus bills and large pieces of legislation, you know, you really got to vet it to make sure it's right. So, but we can go back and do that. I do not. We're trying to evaluate what staff is going to be there, who's going to be left in that office, and who's leaving. So we have some idea of some of the resignations going in, but that's still an ongoing process.
What's it like to make this transition?
Well, you're talking about where people normally have 60 days or 90 days to somewhat get an idea of that transition period. We're doing it in 2 or 3 days. But you know what? There's been a lot of good people across the state of Missouri that's reached out. Actually from both sides of the aisle to say, hey, whatever I can do to help, we will. And that's past governors, past chief of staffs, have all reached out to offer to help us with this transition. And I truly appreciate that we do, because it is a daunting task in 2 or 3 days to prepare to be the governor of the state of Missouri. But I also want to say this. I think there is, because I do have a public service career, that I've been here, I understand it. One of the great things that probably happened where I presided over the Senate, most of the legislation I'm a little aware of. So that's an advantage for me. But, we got good people. We're going to be ready to go. I think the state of Missouri will continue to move forward, and we'll start moving forward at 5:01 today is when we'll start on that. So with that, I'm going to let Teresa answer a few questions here. Now, it is my wife, so, you know, be nice here on that. So anyhow.
First, be nice.
Well, what's your reaction to being the first lady of the state of Missouri?
I'm not sure that it's really sank in yet. I will be glad to answer that in a few days for you, more directly. But right now, we're just trying to encompass everything and find out where we need to be and what we need to be doing first.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you expect tonight from the prayer service? A lot of us are going to be outside, and we'd like to be able to tell people what's going on inside.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. We're going to be praying and trying to do find out. All our Sunday school class will be here, and just some local friends. And we're just going to be in prayer for the state of Missouri.
Have you thought about what your role within the governor's office?
I haven't had much time to think about that yet, but Mike and I have co-chaired one organization, and I continue to do that as well, as probably in the chairmanship.
How much of a whirlwind has the past couple days been for your family and for you?
It's been nonstop. We haven't slept much. We've been going, and Mike's been working and having meetings every day, and I had an event last night back at home, so I came up with him, went back home yesterday, and back up this morning, so just a whirlwind.
Are there plans to move into the governor's mansion? Have you guys figured that out yet?
Yes, we probably will make it pretty much a resident throughout the week, for sure, and occasional weekends, definitely, yes.
Do you know how soon before you think of moving?
Well, I actually, and this might be a question which I might answer ahead of time, I just actually spoke to Sheena. She did call just a few minutes ago, and they are almost packed up and ready to leave. And I think it's scheduled for cleaning in the morning, and Mike and I are going to stay overnight, and we're going to go over in the morning and take a look and go from there.
Tomorrow will be the first time we do a walkthrough of the mansion, so yes. We'll be walking through there. So we've got a place here in Jeff City now, so there's no urgency to be in the mansion for us. One of the things I just do want to mention what Teresa did. She went back home last night to take care of a life back home. We still have that. I'm still actively working. You know, I got a farm back home. I'll be going back this weekend to do some of the work there on the farm. So, you know, we're going to maintain somewhat of as close to a normal life as we can as far as back home. So we plan on being at home some, even with this obligation when we get an opportunity.